Over the past few months, the Bush administration has significantly changed the way public land is managed. Without revising a single law, without consulting Congress or soliciting public comment, the Department of Interior is making it easier for state and local governments to claim rights of way or roads across federal land. Opponents say it's a way of keeping land from being designated wilderness. Supporters say it's protecting the public's right to use public land. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
RS-2477 sounds like a license plate, but it's actually an innocuous title for an arcane legal loophole that's turning public lands management inside out. Enacted in 1866, along with the Homestead Act and the Mining Law to help settle the West, it was an open invitation to construct highways across public lands. It was repealed 110 years later in 1976, but valid existing rights were grandfathered in. Just what constitutes a valid existing right isn't spelled out. And that's led states, counties, and even recreational groups to lay claim to everything from mule tracks to dog sled trails that cross federal land.
So we drove in on Highway 313, paved road.
On a windy, piercingly blue day in Utah's canyonlands, Kevin Walker of the Sierra Club spreads a county map across the hood of a four-wheel drive rental, now caked in red dust.
And now we're at this junction here where there's a very dense network of black lines. It doesn't look like
it's a tangled spider web of nonsensical lines, some broken, others paralleling and crossing one another and ending abruptly. A roadmap that would give anyone trying to get someplace a headache. But the map is actually a wish list of 6,000 miles that Grand County once declared as rights of way over public land. We're parked close to what's a bold line on the map, but any semblance of road is barely perceptible, never mind that we almost busted an axle getting to this spot. Walker points to a slight indentation, a faint set of tracks in the midst of pinyon, juniper, and prickly pear cactus.
Where does this go? Does this go anywhere?
It goes through some nice scenery, but it doesn't go to any particular destination. It just kind of peters out in the middle of some rocky terrain.
Nevertheless, Walker says the county deems it a valid right-of-way.
I don't think anyone has ever claimed that this obscure, nearly halfway invisible route that we're looking at now is about access or ranching or economics. It's just something they put on the map to try to throw a monkey wrench into the sensible management of federal lands.
You bet, says Councilman Jerry McNeely over the phone from his Grand County office. That's just what we're doing, he says, and he knows it angers people like Walker.
The environmentalists will be fighting this all the way.
McNeely has become an expert on RS-2477, which he sees as a tool for the county to claim what should be under county control.
Why would you want to own those roads?
Because we use them all the time. My question is, why did the BLM want the roads?
At the heart of Grand County is Moab, fast becoming the off-road vehicle capital of the country. Hundreds of miles of slick rock on BLM land attracts thousands of jeepers, ATVers, and mountain bikers. Uranium once drove the economy here, now it's tourism.
And that's another reason why these roads are so important to us, is because that's why the tourists come here, is to use our roads, our trails. This is big bucks to us.
So the county has been meticulously documenting anything that remotely resembles a road on public land so it can claim it and take over management. Just as environmentalists have been walking and surveying every square mile of the same land for potential wilderness status. Each side says the other is engaged in a greedy land grab. The same scenario is playing out all over the West, in rural Alaska, the California desert, northern Nevada, places where locals chafe over federal control and where conservationists are clamoring for protection. In attempting to resolve disputes over RS-2477, the Bush administration is setting up a process to make it easier for state and local governments to claim these rights of way. But Patty Morrison, Interior's deputy to the Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management, says it's by no means a big giveaway.
There aren't a whole lot of people that are happy with this. Because the counties want everything, and the environmentalists want everything, and we are not willing to give that.
The Clinton administration wrestled with the same issue, but wanted to make the process so restrictive it would discourage claims. Congress stopped the effort, and the agency simply stopped considering claims. John Leschi was Interior's Solicitor General at the time. He says there's never been any rules or process for recognizing RS-2477 claims, because in the past there was never any dispute over what was a road.
You know, everybody understands what a highway is, and it's either there or it isn't. And everybody understands what construction is, and it's either there or it isn't. It's only in the modern times when the sort of anti-conservation forces got a hold of this that they said, well, we can claim anything. You know, we can claim cattle trails and jeep tracks and foot trails and, in Alaska, you know, dog sled trails. And we can call all those things constructed highways, and that way we get control over them. And fundamentally, that's what this issue is about. It is about who is going to control the nation's public lands.
But the Bush administration's Morrison says no control has been ceded yet. Precisely what criteria will be used to determine whether a claim is valid or not is still being finalized. And just because a county wants control of 6,000 miles of what it claims is a road, Morrison says it's far from a done deal.
So just a very superficial putting forward of a map, for instance, from a county is not going to be enough. They're going to have some real evidence of when the road was constructed, what maintenance has been done. They'll have to have proof through affidavit or otherwise the use of the road. You know, the county's not particularly happy with this because we're going to actually make them do work. And the environmentalists on the other side may say we're giving too much away.
Still, the word is out that the door is about to open, and states and counties are scrambling to survey and draw up maps. And the old law isn't clear as to just who can make the claims. The Blue Ribbon Coalition, for example, the nation's largest off-road vehicle association, is filing rights-of-way claims as well, pushing for motorized access in Sequoia National Forest, Six Rivers National Forest, and the King Range National Conservation Area. Bill Dart is the coalition's public lands director.
You know, of course, our basic interest is trying to protect our existing routes of travel out there, and it's all about protecting access.
Dart readily admits that means using road claims to disqualify land in the future from congressional protection as wilderness. And he says RS-2477 is a tool for the off-road vehicle users to rightfully ensure motorized access to public land.
You know, I don't think any of us want to be confined to just some kind of a theme park experience with hordes of other people. It's one of the things that we have that's so unique and wonderful about this country is we have these landscapes out there so vast that you can get away from, you know, civilization without having to carry it all on your back. And, you know, I mean, if you're a young college kid, you know, that's fine. But with most people with families and children and things, or older folks and things, it's just you can't do it.
The Department of Interior has yet to process a single RS-2477 claim. When that happens, just about everyone agrees, it'll most likely be the courts that ultimately decide whether a road is really a road. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Moab, Utah.